B'siyata d'shmaya maseches Megillah daf tezayin. We're starting on the third line from the top of the Omud. The Gemara is in the middle of going through the Psukim in Megillas Esther. We're up to Perek Vav Pasuk Gimel. The Pasuk says, Vayomer HaMelech Ma'naso Yekoru Gdul Ola Mordechai Alze. Vayomru Nari HaMelech Mesharosov Loi Nase Imoy Dovor. The Mesharosim didn't say that Loi Nase Yekoru Gdula, which would be an accurate response to Achashverosh's question, Ma'naseh Yekoru Gdula. They said, Lo Naseh Imoy Dovor, as if to stress that not only Yekoru Gdula wasn't given to him, but nothing was given to him. Rava explains, Lo Mipnei She'oyavim Es Mordechai. It's not as if these Mesharosim were great friends of Mordechai, Eli Mipnei She'soinim Es Haman, they hated Haman, and therefore they were okay that Haman's enemy Mordechai should receive a reward. Now the Gemara is going now to Perek Vav Pasuk Dalet of the Megillah. The Pasuk says, V'homon bo, V'goymer, Leimer la'melech litlois es Mordechai aloitz asher heichin loy. The question is, why does it have to say asher heichin loy? It would be enough to say asher heichin. He prepared the gallows. Loy, for him? Tana. So the Braisa says, Loy heichin. It's as if the Pasuk is prophesizing or saying that he created the gallows for himself. Now, Megillas Esther, Perek Vav Pasuk Yud, it says, Va'asei chein l'mordechai ha-yehudi ha-yoshiv b'shar ha-melech. The Gemara is now going to discuss, why do we need such a lengthy description of Mordechai? Mordechai, Yehudi, yoshiv b'shar ha-melech. Says the Gemara, Omar Lei, Haman pretended he didn't know who Achashverosh was talking about, and Haman said to Achashverosh, Manu Mordechai, who's Mordechai? Omar Lei, Achashverosh said, Ha-Yehudi, the Yid. Omar Lei, Haman said to Achashverosh, Tu Mordechai, you could be Yehudi. There's lots of Mordechais in Klal Yisrael. How am I supposed to know who you mean? Omar Lei, Achashverosh said to him, Ha-Yeshu B'Shar HaMelech, I mean the Mordechai Yehudi who sits by the gates of the palace. And now that Haman understood exactly what was expected of him, and that Achashverosh wanted him to go and give all this cover to Mordechai, Omar Lei, Haman said to Achashverosh, Sagi Lei B'chad Diskrakto, it'll be enough if he gets a reward, a village in some place, Inami B'chad Nara, or give him a river somewhere where he can gain from the taxes that people travelling through will pay. But to give him the big de Malchus, and that he should ride on the horse of the Melech, why do we have to go that far? Omar Lei, Achashverosh said to him, Ho Nami Havli, besides for everything that you said, thinking it was going to go to you, Haman, that he was going to wear the royal clothes and ride on the royal horse, also give him a kfar or a river. That's what the Pasuk says, Al tapil dovo mikoil asher dibarto. Everything that you've mentioned, give it all to him. Now the Gemara is moving to the next Pasuk, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayikach Haman es halavush ve'es hasus. Gemara is now going to explain exactly what transpired. Ozal Haman went, Ashkechei, he found Mordechai, the Yosfi Rabbonon Kamei, the Talmidim was sitting in front of him, Umachveluhu Hilchis Kmitza, le Rabbonon. He was showing the Chachomim with his hands how exactly one takes a koimetz in the Beis Hamikdash. Kiven de Chazye, Mordechai de Apik, le Kiblei, the Susei, Mechad Biyadei. Since Mordechai saw that Haman was coming towards him with a horse in his hand, he was leading a horse, Mirtas, he was afraid. Omaluhu l'rabbonon, Mordechai said to the Talmidim, Hai Roshia l'mikdal nafshi ka'osi, this Rosh Haman is coming to kill me. Zilu mikamei, hide from him. Diloi tikovu begachalosui, that you should not get hurt from him. Bahu shaita, at that point, nis'atif Mordechai. Mordechai donned his talis. He was davening to Hashem. Also Haman. Haman came with Yosef Lei Kamayu, and he sat down in front of Mordechai and the Talmidim. Va'oirich ad desolik Mordechai litzleisei. He waited until Mordechai finished davening. Omaluhu. Haman asked the Talmidim, "B'mayoskitu? What Indian were you just busy learning about?" Omrulei, the Talmidim said to Haman that we were learning the halachos of kmitza. Bizman shebeis hamigdosh kayim. In the time when there was a beis hamigdosh, man de menadev mincha. If somebody had to bring a korban mincha, Ma'isem meloy kumtzei dotzulto, he would take a fistful of flour, put it on the mizbeach, umiskaperle, and with that it would be mechaper on his averus. Omar lehu, so Haman said, also meloy kumtza kimcha didchu, a fistful of flour of yours that you bring on the mizbeach was strong enough. Vidochi asoro alfe kikre kaspo didi. It overpowered the 10,000 kikar of silver that I was prepared to give Achashverosh in order to destroy Klal Yisrael. Omar Le, Mordechai said to Haman, Rosha, how can you say it was your money that you were prepared to give Achashverosh? Eved shekono nechosim, when a servant, a slave, buys nechosim, Eved lemi u nechosim lemi. The Eved belongs to the master, and everything he buys belongs to the master. All the money that you were prepared to give to Achashverosh, it's my money. Now the Gemara continues to explain to us what transpired after that. Omar Le, Haman said to Mordechai, Kum levoish hanemone, stand up and wear these clothes, the royal clothes, urachoiv haisusya, and ride on this royal horse. The boyeloch malka, Melech Achashverosh wants to give you a lot of covet. Omar Le, Mordechai said to him, Lo yichilna, I can't wear these royal clothes and ride on the royal horse. Ad da'ayelna lebei bonei ve'eshkei lemazya. Until I go into the bathhouse and I wash myself and I have a haircut. De'lav oirech ara nishtamushi b'monei de'malka hochi. It's not appropriate or proper that one should wear these clothes in a disheveled state like this. Now Esther heard about this request of Mordechai. Shodra Esther va'asartinhu lekulhu beiboni ulekulhu umoni. She decreed that all those responsible of the bathhouses and all those responsible to give haircuts should close shop. Aile ihu lebeiboni. Haman had no choice, and he himself had to take Mordechai into the bathhouse. Va'aschi, he had to wash him. Va'ozel va'aisa zuzumi beisei. He had to go home and bring a pair of scissors, the koshokil beimazye, and he had to cut his hair. Behadud koshokile, whilst Haman was giving Mordechai a haircut, ingad, he was about to pass out, v'isnach, and he was moaning. Omar Le, Mordechai said to Haman, am I komisnachas? Why are you krechting? What's the problem? Omar Le, Haman said to Mordechai, gavra dehach v'choshiv le lemalko mikulhu rav revonohi, a person who was a minister that was more choshiv than all the other ministers in the kingdom, referring to himself. Hashto lishavye baloni v'sapor, I've now become a bath attendant and a barber. Omar Le, Mordechai said to Haman, Rosha, you Rosha, lav sapor shel kvar Kartzum hayisa. Look back in your history. You used to be a barber in the village of Kartzum, so you've just gone back to what you always were. That's not a reason to moan. Tana, indeed we find a brisa that says that Haman sapor shel kvar Kartzum haya esrim v'shtayim shana. Haman had been a barber for 22 years. Continues the Gemara. Vosa de shaklin hu lemazye. After Haman finished giving Mordechai a haircut, Livshinhu lemoni, he clothed him with the royal clothes. Omar Le, Haman said, Sak urachav, now go up onto the horse on which you'll ride. Omar Le, Mordechai said to him, Lo yechilna, I can't go up. Dekhisha cheiloi nimei tanisa, because I was fasting, I'm very weak. Gochin, Haman had no choice, he had to bend over with Solik. And Mordechai used Haman as a ladder, as a pedestal. He stood on Haman in order to get up onto the horse. Ki Solik, while Mordechai was going up, bought bay, he gave him a kick. Omar Le, Haman said to Mordechai, Lo yksiv lechud, does it not say in your Torah, b'nefoy lo yivcha al tismach, that when your enemies have a downfall, you shouldn't be happy? Omar Le, Mordechai said to him, Hanemili b'Yisrael. Yes, our enemies who are Yidden, when they have a downfall, we don't express joy. Aber b'ditchu, from the Goyim, k'siv v'ato al bo moisei moisidrich. You can be happy at their downfall. Now in Pasuk Yud Aleph it says, v'yikra lefonov, that whilst Haman was taking Mordechai around the town, he was crying in front of him, kocho ye'ose lo ish asher hamelech chofetz bikori. The Gemara explains, ki have a nokit v'ozil b'shvile de be'Haman. When Haman was passing by his own house, Chazye Brate de Kaima Igra. His daughter saw him from high up on the roof. Savra, she mistakenly thought, Hai de Rochiv, the one on top of the horse, Avua, is her father Haman. Vahai de Mazge Kameh, and the one that's walking in front of the horse, Mordechai, must be Mordechai. Shokla Atzitza, the base Hakisei, she took the tub that was used as the bathroom, thinking she was going to pour it on Mordechai's head, she ended up pouring the whole thing on Haman's head. Dole Eine, Haman lifted his eyes to see who threw this down on him, and then his daughter saw that she had thrown it onto her father. And from shock and pain, Noflo Meigro La'ara, she threw herself down, or she fell down from the roof, right down, Umeisa, and she died. The Gemara says, "V'hainu dechsiv." That's what it says in Pasuk Yud Beis. "V'yoshav Mordechai el Shara Melech." That he came back to the Shara Hamelech. The question is, he didn't come back to the Shara Melech. He was not at the Shara Melech to start with. He was in the Beis Hamedrash teaching Torah. What does it mean he went back? Omer of Sheshes. Of Sheshes explains, "Sheshav lesakay ulatanisoy." He went back to the state of fasting and wearing sackcloth. And he sat with his sackcloth at the gates of the palace. And the Hemshech HaPasuk that says, V'homon nitchaf el beisei ovil v'chafui roish. Homon went back into his house in a not such pleasant state, but he was also called an ovil. He was mourning. Says the Gemara, ovil el bitoi. He was mourning on his daughter that had just died. V'chafui roish al shira lei. He had been completely humiliated by what had just happened to him, that his daughter had just poured a whole basin full of not such pleasant content onto his head. Now the Gemara moves to Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayisaper Homon lezeresh ishtoi ulechol oyhavov is kol asher korohu vayimru leicha chomov vezeresh ishtoi. The Gemara's medayik koruluhu oyhavov koruluhu chachomov. It says that he was vayisaper Homon lechol oyhavov vayimru loy chachomov. So it seems that initially they were not called chachomim. It seems that they were only called chachomim consequent to something that they told Homon. Omer Bechner explains, Kol ha'imer dvar chochma, afilu b'umay sa'ilam, anyone who says any dvar chochma from chochmas ha'teira, even if they're a guy, nikra chochem, it's called a chochem. And what dvar chochma did these oyhavov tell Haman that made them deserving of the title chachomov? They said, im mizera yehudim mordechai v'goymer, le'sucha lo'iki nofil tipoy lefonov. Omru le, they told Haman, im mishar shvatim ka'osei, if Mordechai is a descendant of any of the other Shvatim, Yachlisle, it could be that you'll defeat him. V'im yishevet Yehuda o Binyamin v'Ephraim o Menashe? But if he comes from one of these Shvatim, Yehuda, Binyamin, Ephraim, or Menashe, lo yachlisle, you don't stand a chance. Since these Shvatim, they were given a bracha that they would defeat their enemies. Yehuda, tichsiv yadcha bo'iref oyvecha. Yaakov told Yehuda that he's always going to defeat his enemies. V'inoch and the other three Shvatim, Binyamin, Ephraim, Menashe, tichsiv behu lifnei Ephraim, u Binyamin, u Menashe, oyreroes gvurosecho. The Hashem is going to be on their side, and there's no way it's possible to defeat them. Gemara now brings part of the pasuk Yud Gimel. Ki nofoil tipoil lefonov. Dorash Rabbi Yehuda bar Iloi shtei nefilois halolu loma. Why does it say a double loshen nofoil tipoil? It seems that he fell twice. Omru loy the Chachamim said to Homon umazu, referring to Klal Yisrael, mashula laofor, they're compared to earth. It's a pasuk that says v'samti zaracho ka'afara oretz. Umashula lakeichovim, they're compared to stars. As the pasuk says, "Usfoir hakeichovim, etc." Koi yezaracho. Kashem yerdim. When they fall, yerdim adofor. They get trampled on by the umos oilim. Ukashem oilim. But when they rise, oilin ad lekeichovim. They rise all the way up to the stars. It's impossible to be on top of them. And that's why it says nofoil tipoil, that you're going to start falling, and they're going to start going up, and ultimately that will be a double fall for you, Haman. Now in Pasuk Yudalit it says, V'sorisei ha-melech higiu, v'yavhilu lahovi es Haman. So the Pasuk Pshat in v'yavhilu means they rushed him. Now the Lashon of the Pasuk, l'katchila, the instruction that Achashverosh gave was, maharu es Haman, bring Haman quickly, a Lashon of mahir. And here the Pasuk changes it to v'yavhilu. It's obviously coming to teach us something. Says the Gemara Melamed, it's teaching us, shehivi'uhu b'bohola. When they took him, he was in a state of fear and panic. He didn't even manage to wash himself down from the shower he had received from his daughter. Now in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Dalet of Megillas Esther, it says, Ki nimkarnu ani ve'ami ve'goymer, ki ein hatzor shoyve benezek hamelech. The Gemara darshan as follows. Omro loy Esther seta chashveirish tzor ze. This enemy, referring to Haman, Eino shoyve benezek shel melech. He doesn't care about causing a loss to the melech. In the past, Ikane Baba Vashti Uktolo. He was jealous of Vashti and he advised you to kill your wife, Vashti. It didn't bother him that you lost your wife. Hashta ikali bedidi. Now he's jealous of me. I'm the queen now. Umiboy lemiktil. He wants to kill me. Then Perek Zayin Pasuk Hey says Vayomer Amelech Achashverosh. Vayomer LeEster Amalka. Asks the Gemara Vayomer Vayomer Lomoli. Why does the Pasuk say twice Vayomer? It would be enough to say that Vayomer Amelech Achashverosh LeEster Amalka. Why does it say twice Vayomer? Omer Bavor. Bavor explains that indeed Esther heard what Achashverosh said twice. Bitchila, before she revealed that she was a Bas Yisrael, Achashverosh was used to speaking to her alidei Turgamon. It was below Achashverosh's dignity to speak to her directly. And there was a Meturgamon, somebody, a translator in between them. He would pass the messages to her through a middle person. Kiven de Omrole midabes Shaul Karsine. After it became clear to Achashverosh that she was a Bas Yisrael, a descendant of Shaul HaMelech, miyad vayomer LeEster HaMalka. He spoke to her directly, not via Meturgamon. In Pasuk Vav it says, Vatemer Esther, Ish Tzar V'oyev Haman Aroazeh. Now Achashverosh asked her, Mihuzev Ezehu. She should have just answered, Haman Aroazeh. What was this introduction, Ish Tzar V'oyev? Omer Belozo Melamed, Shehoisa Mechavo Klape Achashverosh. She intended to point at Achashverosh and say, I mean you. That's the Ish Tzar V'oyev. Ubo Malach v'sotar yodo. Malach came and pushed her hand aside, klape Haman, to point at Haman, and then she said, Haman horoaze. Now the next psukim in the Megillah, v'hamelech kom b'chamosoi el ginas habison v'goymer, v'hamelech shov meginas habison. Why did they have to say twice that it was meginas habison? It says that v'hamelech kom b'chamosoi el ginas habison. It should say afterwards, v'hamelech shov. Why did it say again, meginas habison? Explains the Gemara, makish shiva, the return of Achashverosh from the Ginas Habison is compared l'kima to his leaving when going out to the Ginas Habison. Ma kima when he got up to leave Bechema, he was in a rage. Afshiva when he came back Bechema, he had added reason to be in a rage. What happened when he was in the Ginas Habison that caused him even more rage? Explains the Gemara, the Azal, he went to the Gina, va'ashkach, and he found the Malachi Asharas, that were Malachim de Idmulei Kegavri, that looked like people, v'ka'okri li'iloni de Bustoi. They were uprooting the trees of the gardens. Va'omar Ruach Asher said to them, Ma'ev odetaychu, what are you doing? Omrulay, the Malachim said, the Pagdin on Haman. Haman told us to uproot the trees. And in a rage, also Lebesay, that's how he came back into his house. And when Achashverosh came back into the palace, it says in Pasuk Ches, the Haman noifel ala mita asha Esther oleo. Asks the Gemara, noifel? Why is the Gemara using the term noifel, that he was constantly in a state of falling? Nofal, it should say he fell, mi boyele. He fell onto the bed. He only fell once. Omer Belazo says, Belazo melamed shebo malach vehi piloi oleo. Indeed, he fell once. And when Haman tried to stand up, the Malach came and pushed him down again. Every time he tried to stand up, he got pushed down again. When Achashverosh saw first what was going on in the Ginas Habison, that they were chopping down his trees, and then he came back into the room, and he saw Haman falling on Esther's bed, Omar, he said, Vai mi beisa, vai mi boro. Woe to me in my house, and woe to me outside the house. And that's what it says, Vayomer HaMelech Hagam Lichpoish Es HaMalko Imi Babois. Hagam means not only that your messengers are destroying my gardens, but you're causing me tzoros in my home as well. And the Pasuk says in Pasuk Tes, Vayomer Charvoino V'goymer Gam Hineo Eitz Ashe Oso Homon Lemordechai V'goymer Govoya Chamishim Amo. Omer Belozo, Af Charvoino Rosha. Be'etem Charvoino is also a Rosha. Bo'iso Eitza Hoyo. He was the one that advised Haman to hang Mordechai and to make the gallows. That's how he knew that the gallows was 50 amos high. Kivun shero shelo liskaima atzosi. Since he saw that Haman's plans had failed, miyad borach, he changed sides and he stopped helping Haman. V'haynu d'chsiv, that's what it says in the psukim regarding Roshoim. V'yashleich olav v'lo yachmel miyodei boreach yivroch. Hashem punishes the Roshoim without any rachmonis, and those who were there to help the Roshoim l'katchila run away from him. And that's what happened here. First, Charvoina was in it with Haman, and then he turned against Haman by telling Achashverosh that Haman made the gallows for Mordechai. Now it says in Pasuk Yud, V'yislu es Haman aloeitz ashehichin l'Mordechai, v'chamas hamelech shchocho. Now the Gemara's medayik that shchocho means that he calmed down, is normally written with one chof. V'yoshechu hamayim, Kesheich Chamas HaMelech, and here it says Shchocho with two Chofs. Says the Gemara, Shtei Shchichois Halolu Loma. There was a double act of calming down. Achal Shel Malkui Shel Olam. The Rabbeinu Shleilim at that point was Moichel Klal Yisrael on the fact that they bowed down to the idol. The Mefarshim suggest that since Haman himself made himself into an Aveda Zara, now that Haman is hung, then the Avera of Aveda Zara that Klal Yisrael had done was Niskapir. V'achas shel Achashverosh. Achashverosh himself also calmed down. He was now happy to hear that the decree against Klal Yisrael should be annulled. V'omrile, some say, that the two Shchichois were both attributed to Achashverosh. Achashverosh had two things to calm down from. Achas shel Esther. Achashverosh was furious that Haman tried to kill Esther, and now he could calm down. V'achas shel Vashti. He was furious at Haman for encouraging him to kill Vashti, and now he managed to calm down from that as well. Now the Gemara is going to continue to the next sugya, explaining to us what happened when Yosef revealed himself to his brothers in Mitzrayim, and that's going to bring us back to the parasha of Mordechai. The pasuk says that after Yosef found the brothers, he asked them to go and bring Yaakov to Mitzrayim. And then it says, Lechulam, meaning to all his brothers, Nosan Leish Chalifois Smolois. He gave them clothes. Ule Binyamin, but to his brother Binyamin, Nosan Chomish Chalifois, he gave five clothes. The Gemara asks, Efsha Davoshen its dire boy, Oisoi Tzadik, Yikoshel boy. The whole reason that his brother sold him, Yosef, to Mitzrayim was because of the Ksoinis Pasim, the coat that Yaakov gave Yosef, and he didn't give to the other brothers. And now Yosef himself is favoring Binyamin over the other brothers, as if to say he's making the same mistake again as Yaakov did. Obviously, we mustn't talk about mistakes here. These are Kedoshe Elyon. But the Gemara wants to understand what was behind it. Now the Gemara says, and how do I know that Yosef was sold to Mitzrayim by his brothers because Yaakov favored him? The Omar Rav Bar Machasya, Omar Rav Chomer Bar Guri Omar Rav, Bishvil Mishkal Shnei Sloim Melas, because of the weight of two sloim of clean and valuable wool, Shehosif Yaakov LeYosef, that Yaakov added on this cloak that he gave Yosef, Mishar Echov, more than he gave the other brothers, they were jealous of him. Misgalgel Adover, one thing led to the next, V'yarod Aviseinu LeMitzrayim, and Klal Yisrael turned out as slaves in Mitzrayim. Answers the Gemara Omer Binyamin Bar Yefes, that the reason Yosef added to Binyamin the five clothes was remez romaz loy. He felt it necessary to give Binyamin this remez, she'osid ben lotzeis mimenu, that Binyamin would have a descendant, she'yetze melifnei amelech b'chamisha levushe malchus. He would also be the Mishnah LeMelech, just like Yosef was, and he would go out with five royal clothes. She'nemer, as it says in the Pasuk, here in Megillas Esther, Perek Ches, Pasuk Tezvov, u'mordechai yotzo melifnei amelech, בלבוש מלכוס תחילס וחור ותרס זוב גדולה וסך רכבוץ וארגומון. Now the Gemara brings more psukim to do with the way Yosef and the brothers met up and what transpired after that. So the pasuk says, "Vayipoil al tzavrei Binyamin ochiv, vayefk uBinyamin bocha al tzavarov." Yosef fell on the necks of Binyamin and cried, and Binyamin cried on Yosef's necks. Asks the Gemara, "Kamo tzavarin havulei leBinyamin? How many necks did Binyamin have?" It says, "Eloshin rabin tzavrei Binyamin." Answers the Gemara, "Amar Belazar, that the tzavar is referring to the Beis Hamikdash. There's a pasuk in Shashirim that says, "Kemigdal David tzavarich, bocha al shnei mikdashim." Yosef cried on the churban of both Bate Mikdash. Shasidim liyos bechelkei shel Binyamin, that were going to be largely in Binyamin's chelek, vasidim nechoriv, and they're going to get destroyed. UBinyamin bocha al tzavarov, and Binyamin that cried on Yosef's neck, bocha al mishkan shiloi, she'osid liyos bechelkei shel Yosef, va'osid lichoriv. In Yosef's chelek in Shiloi, there was going to be a mishkan that was also going to get destroyed. Binyamin saw this benevuah and cried on that. Continues the Gemara that Yosef said to the brothers, v'hinei eineichem roi'os ve'einei ochi Binyamin, Kipia medaber aleichem. Now Yosef said, "Einechem rois, your eyes can see." Why did he have to single out Binyamin by saying, "Ve'einei ochi Binyamin"? Omer Belozer, Rabbi Elazar explains that Yosef was trying to teach the brothers a profound lesson. Omar Lemi said to them, "Kashem she'ein belibi al Binyamin ochi," in the same way as I have no anger whatsoever against my brother Binyamin, "Sheloi hoyo b'mechirosi," he was not present when I got sold, "Kach ein belibi aleichem," so too I am not bearing any grudge against you, even though you sold me to Mitzrayim. And if you suspect that I'm just saying it, and I'm not actually feeling that way in my heart, ki fi hamadabir aleichem, and the words ki pi can be darshaned ka fi, not because my mouth, but as my mouth, the same way as the words I'm saying from my mouth, kein libi, so too I feel in my heart, I am not bearing a grudge against any of you. And later on it says in the Pesukim, ul'oviv sholach kozois, Asoro chamoyrim noisim mituv Mitzrayim. The Gemara explains, my mituv Mitzrayim says that the donkeys were carrying from the tuv of Mitzrayim. What was that? Omer Binyamin bar Yefes, Omer Belozo, Sholach lo yayin yoshon. Yosef sent Yaakov aged wine, Shedas zekeinim noichoimenu. Aged people appreciate and benefit from such wine. Now, after the brothers came back from burying Yaakov Avinu, the pasuk says, "Vayelchu gam echov vayiplu lefonov." Omer Binyamin bar Yefes, Omer Belozo. The Belozo is now going to explain why the brothers bowed to Yosef, even though they were older than him and they were more choshev to him. Haynu d'omrinchi, that's what people say. Ta'alo beidnei, a fox at a time when it is ruling, even the lion admits segidle, that you have to bow down to the fox. So even though the other brothers may have been more choshev than Yosef, but at this point Yosef was the king, and they acted that way towards him. Asks the Gemara, Ta'alot, you're comparing Yosef to a fox, and the other brothers are compared to lions? Mai betzirusei me'achoya, with what was he less than his other brothers? Answers the Gemara, Elo'i etmar hochi etmar. This phrase of Rabbi Elazar was not said in context of Yosef versus the other brothers. It was said in a different context. The pasuk says that before Yaakov Avinu passed away, Vayishtachu Yisroel al Rosh Hamito, that Yaakov, who was an aged father, when Yosef came in, he bowed towards Yosef. Omer Rabbi Yomin bar Yefes, Omer Rabbi Elazar, that the reason that Yaakov bowed to Yosef was Talo b'idnei Sgidle. And clearly Yosef, relative to his father, was like a shu'al, a fox, relative to a lion. Then the pasuk carries on, Vayinochim oisam vaydabir alibam. Yosef consoled the brothers and spoke to their heart. Omer Binyamin bar Yefes, Omer Belozo, Melamed she'omar lohem dvorim shemiskablim al aliv. Yosef said to them things which the heart managed to receive. What did he say to them? Umor asoro neiros, lo yochlu lechabois neir echod. In the same way as if you have 10 candles with smoke rising from all 10. The smoke would not extinguish a single candle which is positioned on top of those 10. Even more so, ner echod, a single candle with the smoke that's rising from it, heichyochi lechabis asara neiris, it will certainly not extinguish 10 candles positioned above it. The message he was trying to give them was saying that in the same way as 10 brothers didn't manage to harm one brother, Yosef, even more so, Yosef would not be able to harm his 10 brothers. Now the Gemara is going back to Megillas Esther, Perek Ches Pasuk Tezayin. After Haman was hung and the Gezeira was Nizbatil, the Pasuk says, Laihudim hoi so'ira v'simcha v'sosein v'yikar. Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda explains, Oira, when the Pasuk says Oira zu Torah, it means Torah. And Rashi explains that Haman was Gezer, they were not allowed to learn Torah. And after Haman was defeated, they could continue learning Torah without fear. V'cheinu oimer, we find in the Psukim in Mishli, ki neir mitzvah v'Torah oir. Torah is compared to an oir. Simcha, when it says, Lehudim hoisa oira v'simcha, what was the simcha referring to? Zu Yom Tov. Consequent to the gzeiros of Haman, Klal Yisrael had a challenge to keep Yom Tov, and after Haman was defeated, they could keep Yom Tov. Some explain this is referring to what we saw before, that Haman told Achashverosh that Klal Yisrael don't work or pay taxes because they say Pesach Hayoim, Shabbos Hayoim, as if every day is a Yom Tov. So Haman was mekatrig on the Yomim Tovim, and possibly Achashverosh responded to Haman's claim and may have banned Klal Yisrael from keeping Yontov. And now that Haman was gone, they could keep Yontov. V'chein ro'emer v'samachto b'chagecho. You see that Simcha is associated to Yontov. Sosoin, when it says that Klal Yisrael had Sosoin Zumila, Haman was geizer that they were not allowed to do Bris Mila, and after he was hung, they could do Bris Mila. V'chein ro'emer sos onechi al imrosecho. Mitzvah Mila is associated to Amirois. The other mitzvahs were said Vayidaber, and regarding Mila it says Vayomer. And these Imrosecha, referring to Mila, is associated to Sosin, as the Pasuk says, Sos Onoichi Al Imrosecha. Continues the Gemara, V'yekor, when the Pasuk says that Klal Yisrael, Lehudim O'Yisaira V'Simcha V'Sosin V'yekor, Elu Tfilin, is referring to Tfilin. Yekor is a lashon of kovod, and we find tefillin associated to kovod. V'cheinu oimer v'roo chol amei oretz kishem Hashem nikra olecho v'yoru mimecho. When the amei oretz will see you, what will they see? Kishem Hashem nikra olecho. Then they will have a yiras hakovod from you. V'tanya b'lez agad loimer elu tefillin sheberoish. When it says kishem Hashem nikra olecho, what's the shem Hashem nikra olecho? They are the tefillin sheberoish. Rasha explains that taka this nes happened at the Purim story when it says Kinofal Pachad Mordechai Aleim. Now the Gemara is continuing to the next Pasuk in Megillas Esther Perek Tes, Pasuk Zayin through to Yud. Ve'is Pasharam Doso Vegoimer Aseres Bnei Hamon Ben Amdoso Tzoyrer HaYehudim Harogu. Omar Rav Adod Min Yofi. Rabbi Ado from the town of Yafa said as follows: Aseres Bnei Hamon, the names of the 10 sons of Hamon that were hung, Ve'aseres, and the word Aseres, which it says immediately after them, Tzorich LeMemrenu B'Neshima Achas, have to be said in one breath. My Tama, what's the reason for this? Explains the Gemara, Kulhu Behadi Adodi Nafku Nishmosayu. They all died on exactly the same moment. Omar Rabbi Yechanon, says Rabbi Yechanon, Vov de Vaizosa, the last of the 10 sons of Haman, Vaizosa, the Vov Tzorich Lemimtecha Bezkifa, has to be a long Vov, similar to a long piece of wood. Kamoi Radio, like the oars, the sticks that are used, the livrois, when sailing through the river called livrois, that they use these sticks to keep the boats away from the stones. My Tama, why does this Vov have to be long? In order to hint to us that Kulu Bechad Zekifa is the Kifu, that all the 10 sons were hung on a single long stick, which was the gallows, one above the other. Now the Gemara is going to discuss how the different shirois are written in the Tanakh. Omer Reb Chanina Bar Papa, Dorash Reb Shiloi Ish Kfar Tamarto. Kol HaShirois, the 8 shirois in Tanakh, the Shiras Hayom, in Beshalach, Shiras Haba'er, Shiras HaAzinu, the Malchei Knan, Shenergu in Yeshua Perek Yud Beis, Shiras Dovaira, Shiras David in Shmuel Beis Perek Chav Beis. There's the Lechol Zman Va'es in Keheles Perek Gimel, and there's the Aseres B'nei Haman in Esther Perek Tes. All of these, Kulon Nichtovis Oriach Al Gaba Leveino, O Leveino Al Gaba Oriach, that the words that are written on each line are followed by empty space below it. An Oriach is a short stone, a Leveino is a long stone, and however long the words are, the gap, the space underneath it, where there was no words written, is even longer. Chutz Mishirazu, besides the Aseres B'nei Haman, the Malchi Knan, and the Shira that was sung when the 31 Melochim of Knan were killed, in Yeshua Perek Yud Beis, She'oriach al gaba oriach, u'leveino al gaba leveino, that words were written on top of words, and gaps were on top of gaps. It was written in columns. My Tama, why are these two written in columns? She'loi tehet kumo l'mapoloson. Since these two Shirois are praising Hashem for the downfall of Rishoyim, they're written in a way that reflects on a wall that is weaker than if it's Oreach al Gaba Leveino. When there's a small stone on top of a large stone, the wall is much stronger. But if it's one column of stones on top of each other, it's easier for it to collapse. And we don't want the Mapoloson Shel Rishoyim to ever revive itself. We want the Rishoyim to be gone and to stay down. So this is hinted to the type of wall that's easy to collapse and difficult to repair. Says the Pasuk in Esther Tes Yud Beis, Vayemer HaMelech LeEsther HaMalko, B'Shushan HaBira Horgu HaYehudim V'Abed Chamesh Mi'is Ish, V'Goymer, U'ma She'ilosech V'Inosin Loch, So Rashi explains that from the beginning of the Pasuk is Mashma, that Achashverosh was speaking to her a little bit out of anger. Only at the end, he was speaking nicely and he said to her, "Uma she'ilosech v'inosilach." Omer Bavo, Melamed, Shebo Malach Ustoray Alpiv. After Achashverosh started speaking in an angry tone, the Malach smacked him on his mouth, and therefore he started speaking in a calmer fashion. It says in Pasuk Chofei, when Esther came lifnei Amelech, Omar im haseifa yoshuv machshavta yeroa shechoshav al hayehudim al reishoy. The Gemara asks, it was Esther that came in, so it wasn't Omar, which is Loshen Zohar, it should be Omro, she said, not he said. So the Gemara says, Omar, Omro mi boile. It was Esther who asked that Haman's plans should be reversed. Answers the Gemara, Omar b'yechanon, ye Omar b'peh mashekosuv ba'seifa. So the Omar is not referring to Esther speaking, it was her request that Klal Yisrael should be commanded that they should Omar im ha'seifa, whatever's written in the Sefer, referring to Megillas Esther, should actually be said and read every year. And the words, ubevoyo lifnei ha'melech, is telling us that even this part of the story should be said every Purim. Ubevoyo lifnei ha'melech, Omar im ha'seifa. When saying, when reading the Megillah every year, make sure to include the stage of Bevoyo lifnei ha'melech. Now it says in Pasuk Lamed, Vayishlach Sforim al Kol Yehudim v'Goymer Divrei Sholim v'Emes. The Megillah is referred to Divrei Sholim v'Emes. And the Gemara explains, Omer b'Tanchim v'Omri La Omer b'Asi. There was a debate whether it was Reb Tanchim or Reb Asi who explained this. Melameid Shetzricho Sirtot Ka'amito Shel Teira. In the same way as a Sefer Torah called Amito Shel Teira must be written with Sirtot, the lines that determine that the Sefer is going to write in a straight line have to be etched into the parchment, so too Megillah needs to have Sirtut between the lines. Now in Pasuk Lamed Aleph it says, V'kashe kimu al nafsham v'al zarom divrei atzoimus v'za'akosom. And then in Pasuk Lamed Beis it says, U'mamar Esther kiem divrei apurim o'eile v'nichtov ba'sefer. Even though the Pasuk says that the nest transpired after Hishtadlus, that kimu al nafshom v'al zarom divrei atzoimus v'za'akosom, they all fasted and davened. Nonetheless, in the second Pasuk it says, U'mamar Esther kiem divrei apurim o'eile, that it was the Hishtadlus of Esther with Achashverosh that saved Klal Yisrael. Asks the Gemara, Maimar Esther in, it was Esther's Hishtadlus that brought the Nes, Divrei Atzoimus Loi, but the fasting of Klal Yisrael did not contribute to the Nisim? Answers the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says you have to merge the two Psukim. Divrei Atzoimus V'Zakosom U'Mamar Mordechai. To all of these, Kiem Divrei Apurim O'Eile. The Purim Nes transpired. At the end of the Megillah, Perek Yud Pasuk Gimel, it says, Ki Mordechai ha-Yehudi mishne la-melech ha-chashverish, v'godoy la-Yehudim, v'rotzui l'roiv echov. The Gemara's Madaik, that it seems that Mordechai ha-Tzadik only found favor in the eyes of most of his brothers, l'roiv echov, v'loy l'kol echov, but not to all his brothers. Melameid shepirushu mimenu miktas Sanhedrin. After Mordechai started going in and out of the royal palace, and that caused him to lessen the amount of time that he could engage in Torah learning, and therefore some of the Sanhedrin distanced themselves from Mordechai somewhat. Now the Gemara is bringing a memra regarding the chashivos of Talmud Torah. Omar Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef, Godol Talmud Torah Yosef Me'atzolas Nefoshis. Learning Torah is even more important than saving lives. To Meikora, at the beginning, when the first group of Klal Yisrael came back from Golus Eretz Yisrael, when Kirish first took the throne, Choshev Leila Mordechai Bosor Arbo. When the Pasuk lists the Choshev people, Mordechai was the fourth on the list. Ulebasoif, but the second Aliyah, in the time of Daryovish II, that was after Mordechai was forced to lessen the amount of time he could engage in Torah learning, and he had to engage in Hatzolas Nefoshis, Bosor Chamisha, his name is mentioned after five of the other Chashuvim. Mikoroksiv, In Ezra Perek base it says Ve'ele b'nei ha'medina ha'oilim mishvi ha'goyla v'goymer Ashebo'im Zerubbabel Yeshua Nehemia Sroya Re'alia Mordechai Bilshon. He was mentioned after four others. Ulebaseif. In the second Aliyah, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk in Nehemiah Perek Zayin, Haboimim Zerubbabel, Yeshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Ra'amiah, Nachmoni, Mordechai, Bilshon. He's mentioned after five others' names. And the reason that he was somewhat downgraded was because he was Oisek and Atzolos Nefashos and had to reduce the amount of time he could engage in Torah learning. Now the Gemara brings another memra on the Chashivas of Limud HaTorah. Omar Rav V'itamer Rav Shmuel Bar Marta, Godol Talmud Torah Yoisem Ibinin Beis Hamikdash. It's greater to learn Torah than to build the Beis Hamikdash. She calls Man Sheboruch Ben Neiria Kayom, when the Rebbe of Ezra, called Baruch Ben Uriah, was still alive, Lo Hinichoi Ezra V'Ola. Ezra did not leave his Rebbe in Bavel and come up to Eretz Yisrael and build the Beis Hamikdash, because he was still learning Torah from his Rebbe. He didn't come up in the Aliyah Rishon of Yimei Koresh, he only came up in the Aliyah Shnia in the Tkufa of Dariyavesh HaSheini.